How are you doing? Today is Friday, January 27th, and I wanted to apologize for the late post. Both my daughters have been home sick this week with strep throat, and my husband and I are recovering from the flu, so it's a lot of fun over here. I've been a little bit silent in our class, and I know that many of you have posted questions, either have texted them to me or sent me some emails. I will ensure that I get back to all of you. Right now it is 3:36 Eastern Standard Time. I'll be sure to get back with everybody before 8 o'clock this evening. If you have not heard from me and you've asked a question, please, you know, ping me again. I might have overlooked the email that you posted. I'll also be looking in the conference area for those questions as well. One thing, many folks are concerned about your second assignment, which is due, and it's not due today, it's due Sunday, January 29th. A few folks have asked me about the assignment with some concerns. One, this should be no longer than a page long, this assignment. It should be very brief. It's just to get some practice writing a definition. You're going to write a definition for a term, the same term, either and you're going to define it for a first-year student. You're also going to define it for the layperson. One thing that you can do, there's a website that I have listed here that you can review. Look at that website and see how that author creates or writes a definition. Again, you'll need to use a couple different expansion types, techniques. Make sure that you follow the headings that are listed in the course content area. So if you look at the course content area and you look under the assignment for the definition, you'll hear an audio, and you'll also see headings, which is you'll need to have a sentence definition, expanded definition for the first-year student, expanded definition for the layperson, and again, you'll need to include the expansion techniques, then a summary explanation, which basically how are your two definitions, or how are those definitions different from each other or similar for each other. And don't forget to include a side page for citation or a second page where you have your list of references. The biggest thing I can recommend is please do not use direct quotes. Even if you put them in quotation marks, I won't accept it. I want you to put this information in your own words. When you get a second, please look. I usually try to have grades. If you've submitted an assignment by Friday, I usually try to have those assignments back to you by Wednesday. If you get a chance, please look in your assignment folder. During your very first assignment, under the memo letter, you'll see a file there with underscore WM. I use track changes in Microsoft Word to put comments on your writing, and I also include the grading rubric. A couple of folks have asked me about the grades on the actual assignments, and again, for the very first assignment, it's really rare that someone's going to get 100% because there's always something that can be improved. I don't grade as far as starting at 100 and count down. Everybody starts at zero, and depending on how well your writing has met the needs of the assignment, that determines how many points that you've earned for the assignment itself. So some folks will say, well, how come you took off? I don't take off points. I add points based on how well you've met the needs of the assignment. If you have any questions, please let me know. I will be back on track today. And again, one other thing, please try not to use the private message function in WebTycho to contact me, only because I have a running list of all the courses that I've taught since 2005. It churns up so much time trying to get to those private messages, and a lot of times I overlook those because I can't find them. It opens up every single class I've ever taught, and it makes it almost virtually impossible for me to find the private message. So if you do want to message me, send me a text, send me an email, post a question in the conference area. And again, my apologies for getting back to some of you so late this week. That shouldn't happen again. We're all starting to get a little bit better, so good to go. Again, your definitions are due January 29th, that's this Sunday. Until then, good luck in the conference area. Good luck working on your definitions. Take care.